Chapter 5 Zoe and Jessie go to London again. It is raining outside. Zoe is reading a guidebook on Great Britain. Jessie is packing his bag. "If we travel today," he says, "I will take my raincoat and my umbrella." Miss Tilly enters the classroom with her rainbow-coloured bag.
"Perfect," she says. "Today we're going on a trip to Great Britain."
"Cool," says Jessie. "Will we visit a castle?"
"Excellent idea,"
says Miss Tilly with a smile. "There are a lot of old castles in Scotland."
"Whoosh!"
"But they land in London."
"Oh dear," Miss Tilly says. "You wanted to see a castle, and here we are in London again. I'm so sorry."
"Don't be sorry, miss. We love London," Jessie comforts her.
"We could go to Buckingham Palace and see the King's Guard," Zoe suggests. There are double-decker buses, red telephone boxes, black taxis, and a lot of umbrellas. It's raining cats and dogs. The children start singing and dancing.
"We're singing in the rain."
Miss Tilly laughs with them. She is happy again.
"We should stop at a cafe and have a cuppa," she says. "Would you like some tea and cake?"
"Yummy," says Jessie.
He joins the queue, but passes in front of a young lady. The young lady is surprised and cross.
"Excuse me, young man. I was here before you. You must wait for your turn."
Jessie is embarrassed.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to jump the queue."
The lady smiles.
"That's all right, dear."
When the trip ends, Miss Tilly smiles.
"You did well today. You were polite and friendly everywhere you went. Lesson number 5. Saying you're sorry is simple. Everyone can make mistakes."